I see your Schwartz is as big as mine.
It's finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Chief, mate, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob. Then who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So he finished 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, oh, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're at now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry.
I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
John Rush.
Thank God it's
Friday. Yep, Friday. Finally, Rush to Reason. Oh. Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We made it through the weekend.
1 hour to go.
1 hour. And then another 3 tomorrow.
Yep, for you.
That's right.
That's right. I'll be listening.
Drive Radio's fun.
No, Drive Radio is a blast.
It's
more than just fun.
I enjoy
it. Great.
It's really, really fun helping people out, and we've been doing that for a very, very long time. It's a lot of fun. So, Janelle is going to call us in a few minutes, so we can't get into some really, really deep topics. But a couple of things, real quick. Let's do this. So, Shapiro and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are sparring.
Really?
Via Twitter and other things. Yeah, because Shapiro, offered her $10,000 to her campaign to debate her on her democratic socialistic beliefs.
That'd be awesome.
She basically said he was catcalling her.
What?
Yeah, you didn't hear all this?
No, I know nothing about
it. Oh, you didn't know about it? Oh, okay. So, conservative commentator Ben Shapiro challenged Democrat socialist Alexandria Cortez to a debate, offering to donate $10,000 to her campaign if she accepted. But it triggered a sparring match online. He initially tweeted a video on Wednesday in which he mocked Democrat National Committee chairperson Tom Perez for calling Ocasio-Cortez a New York congressional candidate, the future of the Democrat Party, before issuing his challenge. Miss Ocasio-Cortez, I'm really excited that you've been elevated to that position, and I would love to have a real conversation with you about the issues. You've noted that you think Republicans are afraid to debate you or talk to you to discuss the issues with you. Not only am I eager to discuss the issues with you, I'm willing to offer you $10,000 to your campaign if you'll come out to our Sunday special, he continued. We can have an hour-long conversation about all the topics under the sun, really probe your belief system. Okay? However you want to do it, I'm more than willing to do it, he says. I'm more than willing to talk to you. Let's make this happen. Okay? So then, she comes back and says that, essentially, just like catcalling, I don't owe a response to unsolicited requests from men with bad intentions. And also, like catcalling, for some reason, they feel entitled to one. Ben then goes on to say, discussion and debate are not bad intentions. Slandering someone as a sexist or as a sexist catcaller without reason or evidence does demonstrate cowardice and bad intent, however.
He's right.
Mm-hmm.
He's absolutely right.
Yep. Donald Trump.
I would love to see that debate.
Donald Trump Jr. went on to say, via tweet, this is insane, and yet the liberal campaign to make her the rock star face of the left will continue. Let's face it, I guess they don't have much else. It's amazing the illusion libs can create with the MSMs in their back pocket.
We can only hope and pray that she really is the future of the Democrat Party.
We can only hope, actually, right?
We
really
pray.
Want her
Just
to win,
pray,
right?
Pray.
Because she's really, honestly, as dumb as a rock.
Well, she really is. She doesn't know anything.
She won't debate Shapiro because she's not smart enough to, frankly.
There's not many who are.
I'm probably not either.
I mean, you know, if it was a classic debate, you know, format to where you just have to pick a side and debate it, Yeah.
But as far as debating her goes,
oh,
put her on, call her up. We can have her here in heartbeat. No problem. Problem is she'll never come on any show like this.
Well, the other problem is all of our IQs would be lowered.
By talking to her?
After listening to her.
We all feel dumber after listening to that. When I have that audio clip.
That sound.
Hang on, I got the audio. I got that audio.
That's
clip.
Exactly how you would feel after talking to
her. Okay, hang on. Let me get my music.
You
up
got
here.
It there? So, yeah.
I'm sure I have that. We are now all dumber. If hang on, I got to make sure that it actually comes up because sometimes it doesn't always want to come up.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it won't play in my browser is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, so that's not good.
I may have to go right to YouTube. And sometimes there's an ad, but maybe not. Okay, it's playing now, Charlie. Are we ready? You got me turned up? Hang on, let me make sure my volume's up. Let's see if this will play. Ready?
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Yeah, that's her.
Yep.
Anytime she speaks, that's the answer.
She's smart not to debate Ben Shapiro.
Oh, he'd clean her lunch. Clean her clock.
Yeah.
Eat her lunch, whatever you want to say.
All of the above.
Not clean her
Every
lunch.
Every cliche you can think of, he'd even clean her
lunch. He'd clean her lunch, too. That's true. He probably would, actually.
Yeah. Eat her clock, clean her lunch, whole bit.
Any of the above.
All of the above.
All right, so let's do this. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back, talk to Jenna. Save the Children is up next. They would love you for you to help them save children around the world. It's easy. Just go to SaveChildrenKLZ.org. A $60 donation will help and save a life. 87 cents of that dollar goes to save kids' lives. They've been doing this for over 100 years. SaveChildrenKLZ.org.
By the time a child reaches the point of severe acute malnutrition, she becomes lifeless, unable to swallow ordinary food. Save the Children provides emergency nutrition designed to bring a child back from the brink of death. Since 1919, Save the Children has given the most vulnerable children around the world a healthy start in life. The opportunity to learn, protection from harm, the best chance now for a bright future. Today, your one-time gift of $60 can do so much, like rescue a child from severe acute malnutrition. Within a few days, Save the Children's caring experts have witnessed previously unresponsive children become alert and active. And you can help provide that. Save the Children remains the world's leading charity for children after nearly 100 years because they believe every child deserves a future. And they achieve large-scale, life-saving results. Give one child a healthy start in life. Donate today at SaveChildrenKLZ.org.
Briscoe Shooting is up next, and they are your one-stop shop for all of your shooting needs. Doesn't matter what it is. They would love to take care of you. Don't forget about some of the specials they have each and every week, including different things they've got going on over lunchtime where you can actually go out, shoot, get taught some things that you wouldn't otherwise garner. So, BristleConeShooting.com, 303-985-0989, and then please tell them John and Dan sent you.
Something happened to you recently. Something that made you say, "That's it. I'm getting a gun." In that moment, you made up your mind to learn how to handle a firearm. You belong at Bristlecone. Bristlecone Shooting, Training, and Retail Center offers a non-intimidating atmosphere where you will learn to shoot in the company of others who finally said, "That's it." Start today at BristleConeShooting.com.
At Larry's Auto, they're happy to help you however they can so you can keep your car on the road for as long as possible. Larry's wants to remind you that regular scheduled maintenance is the best way to avoid costly repairs. If you do the little things to maintain your vehicle, it's a lot easier to avoid the big things. Give Larry's a call today for anything that your car needs. That's 303-427-2108.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Dan Muir with me today. Jenna Ellis joining us now. Jenna, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Jenna.
Hey, guys. So good to talk to you. It's been way too long. How are you?
Good.
Way too long. You've been busy. And not only that, but you received a tweet from the president himself.
Yes, and it was kind of a crazy. I will give you one guess where I was when I got the notification of the tweet. One guess, Dan.
Starbucks.
Were you at Starbucks?
John wins.
John wins. I'll be darned. That's great.
Yeah, I got it. How'd I guess?
John
know Jenna
me,
pretty
so
well, don't
I? Know, right?
I love it.
Yes, you do.
Well, it was either Starbucks or Fox News. It was one of the
two, right? Yeah. Are we Starbucks before Fox News?
Or Disney World.
Yeah, but I knew
or
you
Disney
weren't
World.
There, so
yeah.
I had that one paid.
You got it. That's good. But, yeah. Yeah, so I was at Starbucks, and my phone blew up with, like, 27 people texting on a wide variety of platforms going, did you see the president's tweet? And I had to sit down and actually open up and look at that. And it was amazing. And you know, what's so great about that type of platform is that you can hear directly from the president. And you know that he's actually paying attention to what conservatives have to say. And it was just really an honor to be quoted and recognized on that level.
And that's so cool. And that it's also so cool that we know you. So now, Jenna, so tell us the premise. What was behind the tweet? Why did the president tweet you?
Well, I mean, I who knows why the president chooses to tweet what he does. But obviously, you know, watched the segment on Fox News, and the whole premise of that segment was talking, of course, about the double standard that mm-hmm. Law enforcement, and particularly the FBI, have shown. And one of the points that I made was exactly what he tweeted about, was that there is an overt bias, and it depends on whether you're registered to a certain political party or not. And that double standard really needs to stop.
And he agreed, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, who wouldn't agree? And one of the other points that I made is that the Democrats know this. They just, the bias is working in their favor, and they expected it to work in their favor because they anticipated that Hillary would win the election. And so the fact that this is coming out now through the Trump administration is frustrating to them, but they've had the bias working in their favor, so why would they stop? I mean, it's the same thing as the Supreme Court. Now all of a sudden they're talking about, you know, court packing and we have to make sure that the, you know, confirmation hearings are all correct. And, you know, they're actually talking about conservative values and constitutional values when suddenly they are losing the majority on the court that has been activist in their favor for 40 plus years and far too long.
Yeah,
so this is why conservatism ultimately is the only thing that doesn't pick winners and losers. There's mm-hmm. no bias up front. Mm-hmm. It's truly conserving truth.
Yeah, you're right. You know, it is interesting to watch them now, you know, try to downplay the power of the court now that they're losing the power of the court.
Right, exactly. And so it's almost, I mean, to me, it's a little bit just funny watching this and seeing, especially, you know, the day that Anthony Kennedy announced his retirement, to suddenly see the Democrats really wanting to say, well, the Supreme Court shouldn't have this much power. And, you know, let's look at the intent of, you know, behind the rule of law. And it's like, well, that's what conservatives have been saying
for years.
The Constitution was ratified. Yeah, absolutely. And it's just that the Democrats are always changing the rules. And by the way, that was the other piece that I had in Washington Examiner that said when Democrats lose, that's when they start changing the rules was the headline. And that was the other one that the president retweeted that article as well, which was an honor.
That's awesome.
That is so cool. So it's really exciting, Jenna. Hey, Jenna, you also have posted on Facebook recently now, and I didn't know this. It looks like the Kavanaugh hearings are going to start.
Give us an update on that.
So that was just in a press release today from the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee that on September 4th, so the day after Labor Day, of course, is that Monday, so everything government-wise is closed. So that Tuesday, September 4th, is when the Senate Judiciary Committee has determined that the Kavanaugh hearings will start. And it's anticipated to last about 3 or 4 days. But, you know, this is great because they've received all of the documents and the Senate has been processing this. I mean, Judge Kavanaugh has been meeting with so many people on the Hill in the Russell Building, all of the senators there to talk to them. Those meetings have taken place, and to see that now the confirmation hearings are set is a really great thing, and he should be confirmed definitely well before the midterms. And this is within the window of what's reasonably expected looking at the last mm-hmm. Several decades of confirmation.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's very, very good news.
All right, so tell us about what's going on with your new job as well. So folks that are listening that may want to know more about that and how they can find you there, give us an update there as well, Jenna.
Absolutely. And so, and I should have mentioned that, you know, when I appear on Fox and other places, it's on behalf of the Dobson Policy Center, which is a ministry of the James Dobson Family Institute. You can find us at DobsonFamilyInstitute.com. And Dr. Dobson, who has just been such an amazing person to work for, he actually issued a press release today, which you can find at DobsonFamilyInstitute.com. That was very just pleased with the tweet, and his quotation in here was, "I was pleased to see our president directly quote the James Dobson Family Institute and Jenna," says Dr. Dobson. "It's a strong affirmation of the work the Policy Center is engaged in, advocating on behalf of laws and policies that preserve the family, defend the Constitution, and uphold the rule of law." And that, John and Dan, is really, that was so meaningful for me personally, because as you guys know, and you've known me for, what, going on 3 years, I think, something like that. And your radio show is one of the first that I got to come on and promote my book, The Legal Basis for a Moral Constitution. And that whole entire advocacy work to protect and defend the Constitution, uphold the rule of law, protect the Judeo-Christian foundations that make our country great, that's what I have loved advocating for you know, for the last several years of my ministry and practice. And now to do that alongside and with someone like Dr. Dobson through the Policy Center has just been an incredible opportunity, and it's been amazing for me.
You know, that's absolutely fantastic. And by the way, everybody out there listening, Jenna's book is a must-have. It's a resource that you need to have in your library. If you don't own it, buy a copy today. Jenna, where can they get your book?
Thank you. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's called The Legal Basis for a Moral Constitution. And, you know, it talks about everything that's been going on in our Supreme Court, everything that, you know, has happened in the court's jurisprudence and activism, and talking about why this constitutional crisis is so important, and also what we can do about it.
Yeah, it's a great, cool. it's a phenomenal resource.
It really is. Jenna, again, just want to say, congratulations on, you know, the move that you've made to working with Mr. Dobson. On top of that, the things you've done lately, all the trips you've done, the ability for you to tweet, have the president retweet, and then tweet directly back to you.
Yes.
That's pretty awesome, actually.
And to still have time to go to Disney World. It's fantastic.
All at the same time.
Yeah.
I know. I have a trip planned this fall. I'm super excited about it, obviously. So, I mean, you can't come back from Disney World without planning the next trip.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Jenna, it's always a joy having you. Thanks again for all that you do. When you get back up this way, you know, please stop in, say hi, whatever. You know how to get a hold of me. We talk all the time outside of here anyway, so that's pretty easy. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, thanks, guys.
You're very welcome.
I love you, and thanks so much for having me on.
It's very good. Jenna, thanks a lot. Congratulations, Jenna Ellis, our rogue attorney.
She's moving up.
Yeah, doing well.
Doing great.
And she gave us credit for being the first station she was, or first radio program she was ever on. Thank you.
Thank you. And you know who we should thank? Anil Mattai.
That's true. For putting us together.
Yeah, Anil introduced us.
Awesome.
So, yeah, it's fantastic.
No, she's been a great resource for us, and I believe we've been one for her as well. It's been a great partnership that we've had with Jenna, so really appreciate her, all that she's doing. And that is a great book, and she's doing great work, and you can actually follow her on Twitter. And I don't know exactly how you do that, because I don't use Twitter that much, but I'm sure it's easy to
find. You know what? I'll let everybody know right after the break.
It's probably not that hard, is it?
I don't think so. She's in my friends, on my Twitter.
She's a Twitter friend? So wait a minute, you don't have Twitter friends, you follow people, right?
Yeah, I follow her on Twitter.
So it's not like a Twitter friendship?
Well, it's a follow is a friendship.
It is?
Sure.
So a Twitter follow is a friendship?
Well, not necessarily. No, I guess you're right, it's not, because I follow Barack Obama, he's not my friend.
Yeah, you're right. So, because you can follow anybody you want to follow, right? You don't have to even know that person. You just follow them, right?
Correct.
And they don't have to accept anything. You just follow.
Correct.
Correct? Anyways, we'll find out what her Twitter handle is. I'm sure it's not that hard to find. We'll figure it out here and get that to you.
If my computer could move just a little bit slower.
I probably have it someplace. But anyways, we'll do that in just a second. Thunderstorm Roofing coming up next. Wally Gobby would love to help you with any of your roofing needs. Doesn't matter what it is. He is there for you. Thunderstormroofing.net, 720-541-0705. Give him a call. Tell him John and Dan both sent you.
Hi, this is Wally with Thunderstorm Roofing, and just want to give you an example as to how I can help you regarding an insurance claim.
My name is Jenica, and I know Wally Godby through Colorado Car Works. which I heard on Drive Radio. Wally actually came to our shop and he overheard a conversation that I was having with my insurance company at the time about damage done to my roof by the company I had hired for the hail damage from last May. Just from the snippets he heard from my conversation with the insurance company, was able to make recommendations to me on how I should move forward, and he has continued to follow up with me. I have not paid him a penny yet, and he is genuinely concerned. I'll tell you, nobody knows more about roofing than Wally Godby.
So if any of this sounds familiar, that you're having this type of an issue, please give me a call. Wally, 720-541-0705 at Thunderstorm Roofing. I can help you get this settled.
All right, 88 Drive-In tonight. The gates open at 6, Dan, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes, they do.
Three movies, $8 each. Yes. Kids under 12 are free.
No.
What?
$8 gets you into all the movies.
That's what I meant.
You just said $8 each.
Well, $8 each person in the car.
And there you go.
Kids under 12 free.
Got it.
That's what I meant to say.
Okay.
So, yeah, every movie, include once you get in, you're in.
Once you're in, you're in.
But it's $8 to get in.
That's right.
Per person.
Per person.
Kids under 12 free.
Right.
There you go. And you'll hear what the movies are here in just 1 second, but it's always a great lineup. And their concession stand is the bomb, literally. So go check it out, 88drivein.com.
Celebrate your summer with affordable family fun at the 88 Drive-In. This week, we have a great lineup for a great time with your family before school starts. This week's features include Hotel Transylvania, Christopher Robin, and Mission Impossible. Admission includes all features. Only $8 per person, and children under 12 are free. The box office opens 6 p.m. Friday and Saturday and 7 p.m. Sunday through Thursday. Remember to enjoy our popular pizza special Monday through Thursday. Get one 12-inch pizza served fresh and hot from our oven and two tall, cooled 16-ounce sodas for only $12. And don't forget the warm funnel cake for dessert. For more information, go to our Facebook page or visit our website at 88drivein.net.
Arvada West Auto and Truck is the place mechanics take their vehicles when they don't know how to fix them. Dorsey Johnson is one of the most talented and knowledgeable mechanics you're likely to ever meet. And on top of that, they're just good people out there. Drop by Arvada West at 11752 West 64th in Arvada or call 303-422-1065 if you ever have any questions about your vehicle.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Tune in every Saturday afternoon at 1 for Sportsman of Colorado right here on KLZ 560. If you like the outdoors, you'll love Sportsman of Colorado.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. What is Jenna's Twitter handle, Dan?
Okay, it's at Jenna Ellis, ELLISJDFI, for James Dobson Family Institute.
Got it. Okay.
There you go.
So do you want to tell us about the article in there about the airline pilots and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, be my new job I'm applying for?
Yeah, what is that deal?
Okay, so... Now, you've heard of Area 51, have you not?
I have.
Now, did you ever watch Independence Day? You know, the original one, the first one?
I just watched it the other night.
Yeah, that's great, right? So, in other words, there's actually an airline that flies people to Area 51.
For what reason?
Well, they work there.
Oh.
So, they live in Vegas, and then they fly to Area 51, and they fly them there every day. It's a regularly scheduled
Adam McCarron
121 airline.
Got it.
Except there's no markings on the planes.
Why?
Well, it's a top secret airline. All it has is a white fuselage with a red stripe. That's it.
Okay. Why?
Because it's top secret.
Because...
Even though they're looking for pilots. So you can apply to become a pilot on the top secret airline. And one of the stipulations is you have to be able to keep your mouth shut.
Okay.
And I don't know if I have a chance, because I do like to talk on the radio, that if they would hire me. But I would love to fly into Area 51.
That'd be cool, actually.
That'd be really cool.
You're going to apply?
That'd
be cool.
I just might. I'd have to lie like crazy to get that job, but it'd be awesome.
That's cool.
It is cool. Top secret. Top secret flights into Area 51.
I thought for a little fun today.
Yeah.
By the way, if you want to call in, feel free. 303-477-5600. The best one-liners in America are on the highway. I found this in the Wall Street Journal.
Okay.
There's a little quiz that's going to go with this. Okay. Can you spot the real sign? One of the public safety messages actually appeared on the roadside in this state. Can you guess which one? This is Maine. Okay, ready? A cold suppa is better than a hot ticket. It's S-U-P-P-A-H is better, B-E-T-T-A-H, just like the accent would be.
Yeah.
A cold suppa is better than a hot ticket. You really can't get there from here. Buckle up and slow down or go back to Massachusetts. This is in Maine, by the way. Which one of those is real?
I would say the first one.
A cold suppa is better than a hot ticket?
Yeah.
Versus buckle up and slow down or go back to Massachusetts?
It's a tie between those two, but I'm still going with the first one.
That was the right one, and Dan, you're right.
Hey, all right.
Next question, Massachusetts. Texting and driving is wicked stupid. Make your ma proud, wear your seatbelt. Or no ma speeding. It's N-O-M-A-R, speeding. No ma speeding.
Once again, I'm going to go with the first one. It's either the first one or the third one.
Texting and driving is wicked stupid. Make your ma proud, wear your seatbelt.
That one's not bad.
Or no ma speeding.
No ma speeding.
I think the middle one.
You think the middle one?
Make your mom
proud. I'm going to go with the last one. You go with the
middle. Wear your seatbelt.
Okay. So you're two, I'm three.
I was right.
Ooh, very good.
So far, we're two for two.
Okay. Make your mom proud.
Okay, now this one is Iowa. I-O-A-H-S, so I-O's on the road. Food on a stick, safety with a click. Enough corny jokes, buckle up.
It's got to be the middle
one. I think it's the middle one. Food on
a
stick, safety with a click.
Everything at the Iowa State Fair is on a stick.
Everything in Iowa is on a stick.
Everything in the State Fair, yep.
You're right.
Hey, there you go.
Okay. Colorado. Yield the right, Elway. No speeding unless it's a powder day. Get your head out of your apps. We already know the answer to this one.
Number three.
Because we know this one.
Yep.
Get your head out of your apps. Okay. Missouri. Camp in the Ozarks, not the left lane. Show me your texting and I'll show you a ticket. Don't left linger. You might get the finger.
I wish it was number three, but I'm going to go with number two.
Show me your texting and I'll show you a ticket.
This is a show me state.
Versus camp in the Ozarks, not the left lane.
I like number one, but I think it's number two.
So you think it's number two. Show me your texting and I'll show you a ticket. Ooh, it was the first one.
Oh, it was the first one.
Camp in the Ozarks, nice. Not the left lane.
My hat's off to
Good
Missouri.
Good job.
I like that.
So we missed Fantastic. One, Dan. Doggone it. Okay, Utah. Ready? A speeding ticket would be a Salt Lake pity. Protect your dad bod, buckle up. It's for you and me.
That's ours.
We don't drink much, but drive safe anyway. A speeding ticket would be a Salt Lake pity. Protect your dad bod, buckle up. We don't drink much, but drive safe anyway.
Number two.
I think it's two. Protect your dad bod, buckle up.
Number two. I'll go with number two.
We were right.
Hey,
number two.
All right.
We got 5 out of 6. Should we take it again? Maybe there'll be different ones. No, shoot. It's the same question.
Same questions. Those are good, though.
I was hoping there would be some different ones here. Hang on. Maybe there's some better ones. Oh, here we go. Here are some good ones. Okay. Camp in the mountains, not the left lane. That's here, right? I can't read your mind. Use blinkers.
Yes.
Hang on. These are scrolling through. Who are you going to call? Nobody. You're driving. Hang on. They're scrolling through.
So are these actual ones?
These are actual ones that are scrolling through.
So we're not
driving.
Guessing.
I can't. They're going too fast.
Oh, jeez.
How do I get them to stop?
Maybe they need to slow down a little bit.
Driving basted is for turkeys. Okay. One of the CDOT signs did actually say, or the DOT signs did say, use ya blanca.
Use ya blanca.
And it's use ya, YAHBLINKAH. Use ya blanca.
Use ya blanca.
Santa sees you when you're speeding.
Why is it so hard to reach down and touch that thing?
Touch what thing?
The blinker.
I touch it just fine.
I mean, but it must be really difficult for a lot of people.
Okay, here's something to tell you real quick on the blinker thing.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to sound, you know, egotistical here by any means, but I drive all these new cars, you know?
Yeah.
And every new car I'm in now has the momentary, you just push it on, it blinks three times, and you change lanes. You just tap it. Three blinks, and you can change lanes.
Sweet.
Yeah, most every new car has that. You're not driving one that does that?
I guess I'm so used to just clicking it down all the way, I never thought about it.
I bet you gives you three blinks and you just move over. I'll bet yours does the same thing.
I'm going to try that.
In fact, I bet both of yours do the same thing.
Just never.
So, I'm so spoiled by that. I hop in that Land Cruiser that you saw me driving last week.
Yeah.
$85,000 Land Cruiser. The thing's a beast, okay? Beast of all beasts. Love the car. Fabulous. Toyota, great job. Except.
You're kidding.
One minor detail.
It doesn't have that option?
It doesn't have that option, and it stinks. Because I click it, and it would give me, like, one blink, and, you know, and you're trying to change lanes, and nobody knows what you're doing. They're thinking you're an idiot. You won't use your blinker. But it's because I'm so used to just a one-finger deal that I don't hold it down anymore. I'm so used to just clicking it once.
I'm the idiot. I didn't even know it did that.
Yeah.
I love that.
So it's like $85,000 Land Cruiser. It doesn't have the momentary, you know, lane change thing.
Well, whatever you want to call it. They need to lower the price.
Just because of that.
Yeah.
And knock $5,000 off. No, anyways. This is ours. This is actually a picture on 470. Get your head out of your apps. Highway officials say it's unclear exactly how many memorable missives, part of a larger safety effort that include enforcement education, affect distracted driving, speeding, and other problems. In other words, maybe sometimes people reading these are distracted, but in a survey sponsored by the Federal Highway Administration, respondents say roadside safety messages, the study looked at more straightforward messages in four urban areas, would be more likely to change their behavior than messages from other media. In other words, those road signs from the CDOT entities do help.
Do you ever like point at one and then point at the car next to you?
You should. Don't be a tool, buckle up, fool. That's not bad.
Is that bad? No.
Let's see if there's any more here. Let me see. I'm trying to read all these inside of the article because there's a bunch that are just, you know, that are, you know, you're not a firework, don't drive it. Or you're not a firework, don't drive lit. That was for the 4th of July. You're not a firework, don't drive lit. Lit meaning you're lit up. You know, you're
That's right.
A little pie-eyed. We'll have to ask Amy Ford next time she's on if they're going to do any more neat things along these lines. Hit the road, Jack. Don't text back no more.
Not bad.
That's the Missouri department. Missouri's pretty good on some of these, actually. I think they're pretty funny.
They're catchy. They got to be catchy or people just ignore them.
Gambling is illegal in Utah. Buckle up.
That's good.
Okay. Wicked Tough Travels and Warning, It's Coming, It's Bad. This was one that was from the agency had posted electronic. This is from Massachusetts. The agency had posted electronic highway messages about construction telling drivers what to expect. Wicked Tough Travels and Warning, It's Coming, It's Bad. Whoa, you wouldn't want to see that, would you?
No, that could be a winter storm or road construction.
Wow. Basically, this article is talking about how all of these transportation entities talk to one another, try to get ideas, and they basically collectively put these things out so they can all, you know, share some of these good ideas. That's not a bad idea, by the way. Because each state department's all by itself. You know, it's not federally, you know, run. These are all run by each state. It's not a bad idea.
No, it's not. So you ever see the one where it says, you know, be on the lookout for this car?
And then
the license plate number and all that?
Yeah, yeah. That's usually for the Amber Alerts.
Yeah, and it's like, did you ever start looking around and see if you see the car?
I don't know. Occasionally, maybe. Do you?
It's like, what would you do if, like, it was right in front of you?
I don't know. I'm usually looking at those things thinking to myself, that guy's not anywhere near here. Why is that here? I mean, that guy came from, like, wherever. I mean, I guess they work because they end up finding those guys, but.
Do they really? I mean, one was on all weekend.
Well, that's a little old.
I mean, it was on all weekend.
Were they thinking the guy's just going to be traveling through or what?
I don't know.
Be on the lookout for a 1986 Red Impala. License number, you know, XYZ2652.
First of all, you're not going to miss an 86 Red Impala. There's still one around.
Literally, sometimes it's like, I mean, if it was like, be on the lookout for a 2015 Toyota Camry White. Okay, well, that would be a little tough because there's like a gazillion of those things on the road.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be at the rental car company going, oh.
By the way, just as a side note, if you're going to do something like that, go rent something everyone else has.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be in the 1986 Maroon Impala with chrome wheels.
What I saw was an 88 Mercury Cougar. That's like the only one on the road.
Exactly. With, you know, make sure it doesn't have gold wheels or something. Yeah, that's the last thing you want. 88, you know, Mercury Cougar with gold wheels. Doesn't matter what the license number is because, honestly, it's the only one like it you'll never see.
Don't even put the license on there now.
We're being really bad because that's not good situations when those amber alerts come up.
No, they're not.
But seriously, the people that are actually in those cars should be thinking to themselves, I need something a little less noticeable.
Yeah, I'm going to steal this kid, so I'm going to take the mystery machine. Nobody will ever find us in the mystery machine.
And make sure that it's not like a, you know, maroon love machine van, you know, from the 70s.
Right, that's what I mean. You know,
with the wire wheels.
You know, the Scooby-Doo van, the mystery machine.
The Scooby-Doo van. I had a Jeep called Scooby-Doo.
I told you that story the other day. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And actually had Scooby-Doo painted on the side of the Jeep.
What, did it come from the factory like that?
No. It was all done up.
Oh,
It was a long story. I told you the story. It was a long story. It would take me the rest of the show to even talk about all that. But, yeah, Scooby-Doo. And Scooby-Doo was painted on the side of the Jeep. I sold that. I made good money on that Jeep. That was awesome.
People
I wish I still had
Scooby-Doo.
I wish I still had that, actually. That was a good Jeep. 77 CJ5.
People love Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, they do. Only problem with the CJ5 back then, and you're fat, you can't hardly get in and out of the dumb things. I mean, no joke. I mean, there's not a lot of room. You know, that little wheel well area thing, you know, jumping in and out of those things. I mean, you got to be a pretty slender guy to drive a CJ5. If you're fat, you're not getting in and out.
So it's not a fat man's car.
I think that's why CJ7s came out, because they had a little more room. You could climb in and out easier. If you're a fat guy driving a CJ5, you're in trouble.
Yeah, that's why I got the CX9.
Whatever. All right, let's do this. Larry's Automotive and Transmission, who actually can work on CJ5s.
And CX9s.
And CX9s and whatever else you want to have them work on. In fact, in the AC side of the fence, they can do anything. Larry's Automotive and Transmission, 303-427-2108. Over in the Westminster area, give them a call today. Again, 303-427-2108. And tell them John and Dan both sent you. And get some Drive Radio hats, right?
Hats, you bet.
So you can go by there and pick up a Drive Radio hat, too, if you would like as well. 303-427-2108.
Right now, I'm sitting in traffic in the blazing heat because my air conditioner died. Last week, I noticed that it was struggling and the air was getting warmer, but I ignored it. I easily could have avoided this if I had just called Larry's Automotive and Transmission Repair to get a free AC inspection. But I didn't. You see, right now, Larry's has a special where they inspect the entire air conditioning system. They'll see if you need a coolant charge, if you need a leak patch, or a whole AC system replacement. And they'll perform a complete vehicle maintenance and safety inspection, paying special attention to all of the items that are important to keep your car running like new. All for free. I could have avoided this if I had just called Colorado Select member Larry's Automotive and Transmission Repair. Don't be like me. Call Larry's Automotive and Transmission, 303-427-2108, and schedule your free air conditioning inspection before the heat gets you. That's 303-427-2108.
Flesh and Beck up next. Kevin Flesh, he would love to help you with any need that you've got, legally speaking. He is there for you. 303-806-8886. That's Kevin Flesh, Flesh and Beck Law Firm. Trial tested, trial ready. Give Kevin a call today, and when you do, tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
You were injured in an accident. You went to the doctor, and you thought your insurance would cover it. But that was before you realized how the insurance company actually works. And before you knew how long your pain would really last. So now you're stuck with a bunch of bills that you can't afford. And the nagging pain has been keeping you up all night, making you feel like you're going to lose your mind every day. You are not alone. There is an answer. Call Flesh and Beck Injury Attorneys. Flesh and Beck have the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh and Beck Injury Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if Flesh and Beck can help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Certified estate planner David Cishon of Householder Group has the knowledge to help you design a strategic plan for your financial future. Call today for a free consultation, 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
We were shocked to learn that a Muslim extremist has been training kids to commit school shootings at a New Mexico compound right here in the United States.
Monday, the Americhicks,
Molly,
and Kim will talk with Robert Spencer, expert on Islamic doctrine,
on why the son of a well-known Brooklyn imam
and co-conspirator in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing wants kids shooting kids,
and why so many mainstream media news outlets failed to mention the Islamic ties in this case.
That's Monday with the Americhicks, 6 to 7, right here on KLZ 560.
Want to improve your speaking, listening, and leadership skills? Visit Liberty Toastmasters at liberty.toastmastersclubs.org. Toastmasters, where leaders are made.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, grandmother shoots man for exposing himself to granddaughter. The grandmother claims the man who rode up to her home on a bicycle pulled out his private parts and exposed himself to her granddaughter. What are you laughing at? I was trying to be serious. It's in Houston.
That just sounds bizarre. To read that headline again. That's crazy.
Grandmother shoots man for exposing himself to granddaughter.
Okay, now read the first sentence.
The grandmother claims the man who rode up to her home on a bicycle pulled out his private parts and exposed himself to her granddaughter.
This is exactly why we need to ban bicycles. I mean, it's obviously...
Because
we literally have all these bicycles on the streets. I mean, we got to get them off the streets because you just never know what might come flying out.
Did you hear what I said?
What?
Gives new meaning to the term banana seat.
What is it ever? Oh, my gosh.
They say a grandmother shot a man outside the home on Houston's south side after he exposed himself to her and her granddaughter.
Did she kill him?
The grandmother told police that she was taking out the trash when the suspect, riding on a bicycle, and I won't say the word, stopped in front of her home in the 6600 block of Cherrydale Drive. Police say that she ran back into her house where the granddaughter was inside, screamed, and the man walked to the front door trying to get inside the home. Police said the grandmother told him several times to stop what he was doing and threatened to shoot him. He didn't stop, and the grandmother shot him through the front door. The man tried riding away from the home but collapsed just down the street, and he was transported to the hospital by ambulance. He was shot in the chest, but he's expected to survive.
Now, that's unfortunate.
Grandma got him. They said they arrested the same man last week for walking naked on Belfort Street. Yeah.
This is why we have to ban walking. Everybody should be locked inside their cars.
This guy just couldn't figure it out, could he? Buddy, put your clothes back on.
He's just like, I don't know where I left him. I have no idea where I left my
clothes. And he's doing things in, you know, front of the house that he, not just being naked, but other things on top of that he shouldn't have been doing.
Seriously.
That's why she shot him, I think.
Yep. That's a good use of a bullet.
That sure is. Only problem is she should have shot a little lower. It's grandma, aim lower next time.
Aim lower, Grandma. But way to go, Grandma.
Yeah, no, good job, yeah, Grandma.
Great
but
job,
But next
grandma.
Time, just a tad lower, about a foot lower, Grandma, you'd have been right in the right area. Because that's what this guy needs.
Man, that is... I'm still saying we need to ban bicycles.
Yeah, with banana
Protect
seats.
Protect our neighborhoods.
With banana seats. Why was that so funny? Any idea why?
I don't know, but it's hysterical. I mean, a guy comes riding up on the bicycle and exposes himself. I mean, come on.
First of all, I mean, what kind of trousers are you wearing when that's going on?
I don't know. It's not something I think about. You'll say, what do I do to expose myself on my bicycle? What should I wear today? Because, you know, I feel like I need to ride down the neighborhood.
You wear shorts. I mean, I don't think you'd be wearing those tight bicycle pants that the real bicyclists wear. You know, spandex things. It's probably not what you
wear.
Well,
then you don't need to expose anything. It's all right there.
I mean, you wear a pair of shorts.
I don't know.
Anyways, okay, moving right along.
I don't know.
Grandma did a good job.
Good job, Grandma.
Yeah, we like that. All right, I had 30 hotel secrets the front desk doesn't want you to know, but I doubt if I'm going to get to any of these.
Can you get to a few? There might be people traveling today. It's Friday. They could be out and about, and they need to know some of these.
Well, one of these talked about how, believe it or not, only I mean, a lot of the lower-end hotels do not change the bedding after every guest.
No.
Think about that one.
No. Say that isn't true.
That's coming from actually maids that work inside the industry. High-end hotels, yes. Every time, strip it out, do it, put all new stuff on.
So what you're telling me, so you go to the...
Motel 6.
Motel 6. And you think you're getting a clean, fresh room.
You may not be.
Somebody else may have been sleeping in those sheets.
Yeah. A maid confessed that at the budget hotel she worked at, they rarely changed the pillows and bedding after each checkout. But at the luxury hotel she works at now, they are much better. Not saying
much
always.
Better.
Much better. About replacing everything.
Come to the luxury hotel. We're much better at changing the sheets. Doesn't mean we actually do it, but we're better at it. That's scary. You don't want to sleep in somebody else's bedding.
By the way, I didn't know this, but in this particular deal, and we'll talk about these probably next week sometime, Ritz-Carlton employees have up to $1,500 to spend on you.
Say that again.
At Ritz-Carlton, the employees have up to $1,500 to spend on you.
Wow. Like, what would they spend it on?
Rumor has it that every employee at the Ritz-Carlton chain has a special allowance of $1,500 they can use towards making your customer or their customers feel special. So next time you're staying at the Ritz-Carlton, make sure to tip. Who knows? The staff might tip you back.
That's really cool. I didn't know that.
Yep.
Did you know that?
I did not. This next one, though, I have thought about many times. Always put down a towel.
Oh, on the bathroom floor?
People love to relax on their vacations. They also like to make themselves at home. Sometimes this means being naked. For this reason, using a towel as a barrier between you and that hotel desk chair might be a good idea.
Okay, especially if there was a bicycle parked in front of that door.
With a banana seat.
Yeah, with a banana seat. Well, you saw that bicycle just pulling away, leaving your room, the room you're moving
into. Use a towel.
Towels.
You got a towel everywhere.
Yeah, I'd be asking for extra towels. I want clean towels.
Actually, I think I'd be changing hotels.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, my gosh.
And if there's a questionable stain, you also might want to think about that one.
Oh, God. You know, it just makes you not even want to travel.
It is a hotel, you know.
Yeah.
Lots of things going on in a hotel room.
Well, I'll tell you, well, we've gotten to the point, though, where we just don't stay at those real cheap ones anymore.
That's probably a good idea. Extreme Auto Repair goes that extra mile for you. They'll take care of any of your needs with your vehicle. It's really that simple. All you do is make one phone call, 303-841-1071. Extreme Auto Repair. When you call them, please tell them you heard them on Rush to Reason.
I'm Dennis Brewster, owner of Extreme Auto Repair, and here's an example of a time we went to the extreme for a customer.
Hi, I'm Jay, and I live up in Eagle, Colorado, and I've known Dennis Brewster at Extreme Auto for 10 or 15 years. Now, granted, I live 140 miles away from his shop, but I know he's a straight shooter, so I took my truck down there, and the amazing thing was, after a day or so, I saw one of the seals was leaking on the repairs that they had done. So I called up Dennis, and what he did seemed quite unusual to me. He arranged for a tow truck and drove it up here 140 miles, and that was all free of charge. So I would say that I am quite a satisfied customer.
This is just one example of how we really do go to the extreme for all of our customers. We would do the same for you. Get your free estimate today at extremeautorepair.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, that about puts it as a wrap for us today, Dan. We got 30 seconds left. And
well, I'll tell you what, it was fun to be here on a Friday.
It's been a great week.
It's been great, a lot of fun, great week.
They're fun.
Cassie's back on Monday. We're all back on Monday. The whole gang's back.
The whole gang's back. We'll be ready to go. Next Friday's Charlie's birthday.
Is it really?
We'll have to do something special.
Wow. I might have to stop in then.
You may have to.
I'm going to have to. I got to. I can't miss Charlie's birthday.
Next Friday.
Yep. Got to do it.
From today.
Yeah, I'll definitely stop in.
So we'll have a special show that day as well.
Sounds great.
Yep.
Sounds great, don't forget
Drive Radio tomorrow, 10 to 1. Any car questions that you've got, we're always here for you. I've got special topics tomorrow as well. But we always enjoy our Saturdays with you and actually enjoy every day of the week. So if you missed the first hour, please catch it next between 6 and 7 p.m. Otherwise, we'll catch you Monday right here on Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. But I hope you'll join us tomorrow for Drive Radio 10 to 1 right here on KLZ 560. John Rush, Dan Muir, Charlie Grimes. We'll be back Monday. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We'll be right back.